Transitions are important. The transition from speaking and thinking in words to being silent is an important transition. We make our way from words and thoughts to an internal silence. Sometimes it requires more effort to disconnect from the verbal level of our being, the mental level. Sometimes it's easier. But we know what to look for. We look for a place that's beyond thought, a place of silence that expands into a place of connection with something else. I would like you to imagine not only that you're related to the earth, but that the earth is inside you, in your heart, in your body. The being of the earth is inside you. You can imagine it as a globe, or you can imagine it as a presence. Your heart can carry the heart of the earth. Your heart is part of the heart of the earth. In whatever way you can, feel your connection with the whole earth as a being, as a presence, as a love. Most importantly, as a love. We need to move in this direction of understanding how to hold the earth within our hearts. We need to move in the direction of feeling no separation, that our hearts and the heart of the earth are one. We are part of the everything, and the everything is part of us. All the growing things of the earth, the plants, the flowers, the creatures that in the meadows, in the woods, and in the streams, are all part of the earth, and they're all part of us. There's only one being here, one. All that is of the earth lives inside us. When you go outside, look around you. Everything you see is part of you. Everything you walk on is part of you. Everything you touch is part of you. Your mind may hold this as a thought. Your body needs to learn this, to feel it. This is where we're going. As a human consciousness, this is where we're going. To know through our bodies of the oneness of everything. Anxiety fuels thought. Fear fuels thought. How to deal with things. We worry. We go back into our mind, our preoccupations. And so in order to sit in silence, we need to sit in a place of letting go of control. Trusting the silence, letting go of control through our thoughts. And then we can be with the larger reality of the earth and of all that is, that we're part of. Can you feel the desire to hold the earth within yourself, to embrace it as part of your own heart? Can you feel the desire to cherish it, to love everything that the earth gives and all beings that inhabit it? Can you feel the desire to hold it close to you? The earth is sacred. The earth is part of our own sacredness. When you go outside, feel the earth's goodness beneath your feet. Send a blessing to the earth. Touch the soil, feel it in your fingers. Understand that the soil is holy. It's part of the being of the earth. The soil is the earth's gift for us to plant things in, to grow things in. Touch the soil and feel that it's a gift. It's not just there. It's given to us to cherish. We're coming to the end of this sitting time. And so I invite you to imagine what it would be like to no longer need self-protection. What it would be like to feel the freedom of your own existence, and especially the freedom to love, just simply love. What it would be like to not have to protect yourself. From that place of imagining that, comes the love that extends to all beings. From that place of safety, of oneness, comes the inevitable, natural flow of love for all beings and for the earth. So we can reach for this place, even in the midst of fear, even in the midst of other feelings that may be in the way, we can reach for this place. And I invite you to reach for it, because it is the true self. It is the true self that lives inside you. The self that wants to love all. The self that knows itself to be connected to all. No matter where we are in our consciousness, no matter what perplexities we're dealing with, we can reach for this self that knows itself to be one with all and that desires that. It desires to love the earth and all beings. Take another moment, and when you feel ready, open your eyes.